Welcome back to the deep dive. So today we're plunging into something pretty different. Yeah. You've shared these sources, a raw, like completely unfiltered log from an internet image board thread, HSG, Homestuck General specifically. Mm-hmm. It's a glimpse of online chat. Most people just don't see this close up. Really unvarnished stuff from a specific internet corner.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our mission today is really to, you know, dig into this. Super informal, very diverse conversation happening here.
Okay.
We want to pull out some key things, right? Like their community dynamics, what they actually talk about, and just their really unique way of communicating.
Right.
It's a chance for you, the listener, to understand this particular slice of internet discourse. Mm-hmm. See how different conversation threads weave together when there's, well, less structure than maybe you're used to online.
Gotcha.
So what we've got here is this log. Posts from the forum thread dated around July 1st to 5th, 2025. It's got the posts, the replies, image embeds, links, the works. Really gives you a feel for that rapid fire, sometimes fragmented nature of interaction in these kinds of spaces.
Okay, let's unpack this then. My immediate first impression diving in was just, wow, this is raw, uncensored conversation. It's so different from, you know, your typical curated social media feed. What struck you first about their communication style?
Oh, it's definitely the unfiltered nature. No question. You immediately see tons of acronyms, unique slang, and these deliberately misspelled words.
Like women.
Exactly. Like women, which seems clearly intentional. But then others like front herf, biz nasty, die app. Those feel like really specific in-group jargon.
Right. Opaque if you're not in the know.
Totally opaque. It kind of highlights how insular the communication is. And you see everything from simple questions like, what did he mean by this? Right next to these really raw declarations like, it's not being retarded this time.
Oof. Yeah.
And then there's that amazing super long resound exchange.
I saw that.
Followed by, not this time, Jack. Can't become an obligatory thing again. It just, it gives you a sense of the flow, almost like a stream of consciousness, you know?
You mentioned the sense of community, how quickly it seems to form. It almost feels like a digital Lord of the Flies sometimes. Like, rules are made up on the spot. The social dynamics feel really intense. How does that immediate, pre-existing community feel become obvious when you're just looking at these logs?
Well, it's fascinating how fast you pick up the cues that this isn't just a random bunch of strangers, right? Mm-hmm. You see the direct replies to specific user numbers. Like 139086. That tells you it's a pretty tight group, or at least people who are paying close attention.
Okay.
And they reference internal figures, concepts, MechX, Lucas, Kanaya, Hui, that's the creator of Homestuck, the comic.
Right, the source material.
Yeah. There's even chat about Mejidochin maybe being a board itself or having ghosts. Stuff like that points to a really deep shared history, shared inside jokes.
Like the unholy trinity of Reddit.
Exactly, or someone doing the best MechX impression. It's a community that definitely speaks its own language, both literally and, you know, figuratively.
You know, it gets really interesting and maybe a bit uncomfortable when you see how fast debates escalate. They really don't shy away from getting aggressive. From your perspective, how does that raw approach to disagreement compare to what we see maybe on more mainstream platforms?
Oh, it's a totally different animal. These spaces really show how some informal communities handle disagreement. Mm-hmm. And often, it's not about polite debate or finding common ground.
Yeah, I didn't say that again.
Discussions can just blow up or shift directions super quickly, often with no real resolution. Like, take that D&D debate you mentioned. Mm-hmm. It bounces back and forth. Should it be about combat mechanics or storytelling aspects? And they throw around terms like tactical autism. And there's a lot of direct personal attacks, just back and forth about who's retarded or stupid. It just shows how completely unfiltered the environment is. It feels like transgression isn't just tolerated. It's almost a form of social currency sometimes.
That tension is really, really palpable. And it's not just surface arguments, is it? The sources actually get into some pretty interesting psychological takes on these views, especially around that whole debate about online modesty.
Absolutely. And when we talk about those interpretations, it's really important to stress, again, we're just reporting impartially on what's in these sources.
Right. No endorsement here.
No endorsement at all. We're just conveying what's there.
Yeah.
And what is there is, well, it's immediately striking, maybe even challenging, just how raw the language gets.
Yeah.
The thread has a lot of sexually explicit comments, derogatory stuff, racially gender-based. I mean, some users even mention TriveClear fallout advisory for this thread. They know it's extreme.
So they're self-aware about it.
To a degree, yeah. It feels like it's not just a sign of an unmoderated space. It's also a window into how some online communities kind of define their own boundaries.
Yeah.
Where breaking rules, being transgressive, isn't just okay. It's sometimes how they interact, how they express themselves. It reflects a very different kind of social contract than you'd see on, say, Facebook or Twitter.
Right. And within that raw space, this really intense debate about women posting their faces online selfies just keeps popping up. You see these direct quotes like, I don't think people, keyword people, not just women, should post their faces online.
Hmm.
But that doesn't mean it should be seen as jacist whenever some jack-off online makes a humiliating edit of it.
Yeah.
It's S-M-U-R-F-D, and it shouldn't be tolerated. That's one side.
Right, it's sort of protective stance.
But then you get this really cynical counterpoint. What did you expect but trash, playing in the trash like that? Or the idea that you just need to develop a hide that laughs off creeps if you're going to post selfies. It's a really conflicted conversation.
It truly is. And this points to maybe deeper motivations, right?
Yeah.
The sources offer these psychological interpretations, suggesting some views might be rooted in insecurity or resentment with regards to women, or maybe just a natural distaste for the attention economy hustling.
Interesting.
It touches on that internal conflict, too. Someone saying they could be kinder to victims, but feeling it would be, quote, 0.33 performative. That's a Homestuck reference, by the way.
Ah, okay.
And there's this fascinating point someone makes, that modesty online only looks suspicious if it isn't also sexy. It's just a really raw look at how personal views and these online social dynamics crash into each other.
As I was reading through, what really jumped out next was how fiercely this community debates its actual core subject, Homestuck. I mean, there are strong opinions, often pretty negative, about the webcomic itself and its creator, Hui.
Oh, yeah. The relationship with Homestuck is incredibly complex. You see all these criticisms flying around. Hui hates world building. Hui is evil.
Wow, evil.
Yeah. And the feeling that he fumbled really interesting ideas, or even that he ruins lives.
Heavy stuff.
Definitely. There are even specific fan theories getting debated, like Karkat's zodiac sign apparently not matching his introduction date in the comic. Really niche stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But what's particularly striking, I think, is this quote. The sense of camaraderie that HSG had could only be achieved by the shared experience of suffering through the comic together.
Shared suffering.
Shared suffering.
Yeah.
It suggests that maybe a shared negative experience can be just as bonding, maybe even more so than a shared positive one for this particular group.
That's a powerful observation.
Yeah.
So, okay, if shared suffering is a bonding agent, how does that play out when they talk about new stuff? Like fan-created content, these fan ventures they mention, do they encourage new creations or are they just as critical?
Oh, they're just as critical, if not more so. They definitely discuss these fan ventures,
mm-hmm.
but the criticisms are pretty harsh. Things like most are amateurly written, poorly planned, or unoriginal.
Yeah.
And that promoting your own fan venture can be seen as obnoxious and immersion breaking. There seems to be this clear desire in the community to move towards synthesizing what they liked from it instead of rehashing how shitty it turned out again and again.
So less rehashing the bad, more building on the good.
Kind of, yeah. But it's this constant tension, you know. Wanting the fandom to evolve, but also being deeply, deeply critical of where it actually is.
Okay, so beyond Homestuck itself, the thread just sprawls, doesn't it? All sorts of diverse media, digital culture stuff. Gaming comes up a lot.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Specific titles, broader talks about mechanics. There's even this pretty nuanced and sometimes uncomfortable debate about Lolly, which, just to clarify for listeners, refers to a specific aesthetic style and character design, often young, childlike characters. They discuss how that intersects with age and representation.
Right. It goes further into anime, other pop culture, too. You find these really deep dives into specific shows like Jirico, niche arguments about character details, ranking directors, like Tomino anime rankings were in there.
Yep.
It's not just casual chat. It's that kind of highly specific, almost encyclopedic knowledge you find in really dedicated fan circles. Even like classic fairy tales like Snow White get mentioned, or specific comic styles like Sinfest or Penny Arcade.
Right.
But what's particularly striking, I think, is the specific and ongoing concern about artificial intelligence, AI in content creation.
Ah, yeah, I saw that too.
Mentions of AI back wounds, people accusing RPG Maker DLC on Steam of using AI, for sure.
Mm.
There's even this prediction someone makes that the ease of AI faked porn will either cause a widespread social media masking behind cartoon avatars or a massive shrugging off of all remaining shame. Heavy prediction.
Wow, that's quite a take.
And concerns about, like, GPT in charge of recognizing basic colors and shapes. Just general anxiety about AI's role creeping in.
So it's clear this community, even with all the chaos, kind of knows itself, right? They have some self-awareness about their own culture. They comment on the perceived stupidity sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
And that one user saying, a better accusation would be to say that we have a hard time moving on from Homestuck General rather than Homestuck itself. That felt quite insightful.
It really did. It's a fascinating little microcosm of online behavior.
Yeah.
So what does all this this chaotic dive mean for you, the listener?
Well, looking into a thread like HSG really illuminates the sheer diversity and sometimes the challenging nature of online discourse, doesn't it?
Definitely.
It shows how these specific subcultures interact with their source material, but also with broader societal issues, how they develop their own rules, their own language, their own cultural touchstones. Mm. It's a good reminder, I think, that not all online spaces follow the same rules or expectations. The boundaries of what's okay to say can just vary wildly from one corner of the internet to the next. Absolutely. And maybe as we wrap up this deep dive, here's something to think about. How spaces like this, you know, despite being chaotic, maybe even unmoderated a lot of the time, might offer a different kind of truth or authenticity compared to the more polished, curated social media we usually see, for better or worse, obviously.
Right.
What does it actually mean for a community to thrive or at least just persist when its core identity seems built on both the shared love and the shared contempt for the thing that brought them together in the first place?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question to mull over.